This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
And I've been watching South Park for the better part of most of my life, really.
As have I.
And it's probably one of my favorite shows after probably the third or fourth seasons. And I feel like a lot of people... You know, they watch the initial seasons of South Park.
And that's it for them.
Yeah, and it's crude, typical guy humor kind of
potty
crap.
Mouth. Yeah. It is very disgusting.
It is. But for
a young teenager, that was perfect. That's exactly what I wanted. And yes, you're right. It evolved into something completely acceptable, actually.
Yeah, it was not social satire. Initially, it was just, you know, a funny show. Well, I guess there were some satirical elements to it.
Right.
But it wasn't a satire show, but it's evolved. And it's become something that is both intelligent, tolerant, and still manages to be relevant and funny, which is something that, you know, The Simpsons failed to do, thus its ending. But as long as South Park is lampooning current events, they're never going to run out of things to talk about.
Right, and it's sad that typically they only really air, you know, once a year, or I think they split it, so two portions of a year, and so there's so much content, and so we're only really getting, you know, out of the year a small piece of what they could be doing, making fun of just everything and everywhere. It's...
Now, you're a gamer as well. Have you played Stick of Truth or The Fractured But Whole?
Stick of Truth, yes. And, in fact, I was actually considering doing a playthrough.
Okay.
And I started, but my computer wasn't up to speed.
This is the second one?
This is the Stick of Truth.
Okay.
So now that I have a much faster computer, I might actually do a playthrough of Stick of Truth because it's just brilliant.
It is. It is. Definitely one of my... better games out of the last 3 or 4 years to have played. The sequel was really interesting because early on in the game, you get the option of changing your gender while you're talking with Mr. Mackey. And they handle it in a way that you would expect South Park to handle it, where it's both funny and it recognizes the sensitivity of the subject. Like, you can retcon all of Stick of Truth and tell Mr. Mackey that, oh, yes, I was a girl that entire time.
Right.
And Mr. Mackey, obviously, awkwardly is like, okay, but...
He's a guidance counselor, and there's stipulations, and we might even have a story of another school who basically is dealing with the exact same kind of a scenario.
Yeah.
Where, you know, this is something that has to... It's on the radar, it has to be taken care of one way or the other, and so I'm sure Mackey, with much difficulty, slogged through it, and
he did in a very funny way, but it didn't belittle the difficulties of the situation,
right.
which is amazing for something like a video game about South Park to pull off. But South Park isn't without its detractors. Apparently, a lot of people have been criticizing it for...
years, many years, since the beginning.
Oh, well, yeah, I'm sure. You had people up in arms about Kenny dying and the Jesus spoofs and Santa and who knows what else people have gotten upset about.
Well, they don't hold any punches. They make fun of everybody.
They do.
Which I believe is a good thing. I mean, it's reflection. It's self-reflection, and it's good to receive criticism and to handle it.
I was particularly happy with the Banned South Park episode, the one where they featured Muhammad. They were 100% willing to go, and they did, to draw Muhammad and put him in the cartoon and everything. And it was Comedy Central who chickened
out.
But
correct.
they were literally willing to put their lives on the line to defend their idea of making fun of everyone. Either it's all okay or none of it is, which is a quote from South Park. But last week, according to Reason.com, the long-running and iconoclastic cartoon South Park got dragged yet again, this time for allegedly teaching a generation of boys that it was always cooler to be reactionary and contrarian, and anyone who criticizes anything is offended, and that's the real problem. I've never gotten any of that from watching South Park.
No.
They certainly do criticize people getting offended, but as far as being reactionary and contrarian, I don't necessarily see it. A Twitter thread started by novelist, podcaster, and TV writer Dana Schwartz caught enough buzz to get trending on Twitter. It's worth pausing over her critique since it reflects past attacks and, more importantly, is fundamentally wrong in its substance.
By the way, this is the new She-Hulk / Disney writer.
She-Hulk?
I don't know anything about it. All I know is that she is the writer.
Okay. That's more than I know about it.
And I suspect some of these tweets were an attempt, or are an attempt, to gain a little attention for herself. And basically, that's basically all her tweets. And anyone who does tweet, I'm thinking that...
I mean, that's the whole point of tweeting, right?
It's attention-grabbing. But, I mean, now that she's in the spotlight and she's got this new character coming out, I think that she was trying to gain a little notoriety.
Well, South Park isn't too kind to Disney themselves.
Mm-mm.
But far from inculcating...
Or China, which owns Disney. In fact, all of last season, the first couple of episodes...
Why do you say that China owns Disney?
Because China owns everything these days. When you consider all of the kowtowing to the Chinese audience, and you consider all the money, China is producing a lot of Hollywood, including Disney. But when you go through their movies that have come out in recent years, and you realize how much has been cut and or added and or changed to reflect on the Chinese audience, you'll see that, yes.
I think that's a positive thing. Saying that, you know, China owns Disney kind of has negative connotations, but I think Disney making their movies to reach an audience wider than just the cultural black hole of Americans is a positive thing.
Yeah, well, to a certain extent, it's always good to understand and to reach out to other cultures, but when you're having it forced upon you in an inorganic manner, I think that's not correct.
I don't know if I agree that it's being forced upon them. I mean, they want the money from the Chinese audience, so they're going to jump through the hoops that the Chinese government laid out for them, but they're still choosing to jump through the hoops because they want the money.
Correct. But then when you also consider incidents like the Blizzard player, he was actually banned by Blizzard for his pro Hong Kong sentiment.
Yeah, during a, I don't remember what they were streaming. I think it was...
it might have been League of Legends or...
No, Blizzard doesn't make that. It's that card game that Blizzard made. Hearthstone.
Hearthstone, correct.
Yeah, while he was streaming that in some championship, he said something along the lines of free Hong Kong or whatever. And Blizzard, I think, gave him a life ban over it.
Which I think has been rescinded. But...
Blizzard has a long history of bending over for the Chinese government. They did it in World of Warcraft,
right,
making it so that your experience gains were halved or something like that if you play for more than 3 hours in a day. I don't remember exactly what they did, but the alternative was for them to not be in China at all.
Was this because of the addicts? Correct,
yeah.
Okay.
But then at the same time, you have, you know, allegations of Chinese prisons forcing people to play World of Warcraft to farm gold to sell it to Americans. So who really knows?
Those Chinese gold farmers. I haven't played Warcraft in many years, but I do remember it. I do remember having to fight over prime real estate with individuals who were either bots, who were either robots,
yeah,
were script, or they were non-English-speaking Chinese gold farmers. It was a real thing.
It was a real thing. that they've since mitigated that issue by selling World of Warcraft tokens, which can be used to renew your subscription.
Right.
And you can sell those in-game for actual gold, usually around the lines of 140,000, something like that. 855-450-3733, Morrill, South Park.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Now with AnyPay, you earn passive income for every purchase at those businesses. Finally, a financial incentive to spread Bitcoin Cash and Dash. You made it happen, so you get the rewards. Download the AnyPay Cash Register app and add your cryptocurrency wallet addresses. Then install it at a real-life business and tell us what you did at AnyPayInc.com. AnyPayInc.com.
I want to tell you about my favorite cryptocurrency wallet, Edge Wallet, at Edge.app. Edge is the wallet I use more than any other, and that was true long before Edge Wallet became a sponsor of Free Talk Live. Edge Wallet allows you to buy, sell, trade, and securely hold your cryptocurrencies, including Bitcoin, Ethereum, tokens, Monero, Ripple, Dash, Bitcoin Cash, and more. It's available for both Android and iOS, and you can download it via the Play or App Store, or via Edge Wallet's website, Edge.app. Secure your freedom with Edge Wallet.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam, meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Conan.
Are you 100% sure you're going to have a great retirement, or do you have doubt? Tom Young, the author and founder of the CFO Project, can show you how to be debt-free in 9 years or less, including your mortgage, without spending a single dollar more. With the current state of the federal debt at $23 trillion and the unfunded liabilities at $127 trillion, God, those numbers are just unfathomably large, you can't wait to take control of your money. Don't let your retirement savings be used to bail out the government. Instead of building a plan, Tom can show you how to create strategies now to save money without penalties and as little government involvement as possible. His new book, The Family Money Farm, The CFO Project, will show you exactly how to build wealth and eliminate debt at the same time. Get your free copy now at CFO-project.com. Invest in yourself and your family today. Again, that's CFO-project.com. And we've been talking about South Park here and just the reactions of people who don't seem to get it is the best way I can think to characterize these people who are just... When South Park aired its transgender episode, I'm sure you've seen it.
Isn't there more than one? You're talking about Mr. Garrison.
Mr. Garrison's not transgender. Mr. Garrison was never intended to be an example of gay people or trans people or anything. Mr. Garrison's just Mr. Garrison. The actual trans issue where... I don't think anybody in the episode was actually trans, but Cartman pretended to be in order to get access to the women's restroom.
Yeah, that sounds like Cartman.
Yeah, it was. And anyway, the episode was criticized by trans people of being just horrifically transphobic. And I watched it, and I couldn't disagree entirely. It was one of the most heartwarming toward trans people. In fact, it wasn't even funny. It was just 100% in support of trans people without many jokes interwoven throughout it. I don't know what these people saw that got them so upset.
They're liberals. They can't meme. They're not funny, and everything offends them.
I guess so.
By the way, you haven't seen this season, have you?
I have not. The last season I saw was the one that spoofed Uber, and
that's a long time ago.
Yeah.
This last season they tackled the trans athletes dilemma.
How did they handle that? Because we talked about it last week, and I ultimately decided I don't know.
Without spoiling it too much, there was lots of self-reflection. There was lots of insightful commentary. One of the more liberal-leaning individuals who fought for, you know, trans rights started one of the older strong woman.
Sharon?
It's assistant principal strong woman. That's her name.
Oh, okay.
And then of course
a new
you have,
character.
And then of course you have PC principal. And they're very accepting of the concept, but it really bit them in the butt. The reality that comes with
now, what does South Park portray as the reality that comes with trans athletes?
Individuals who may have been born with certain chromosomes and developed in a certain way, who decided later on that they would compete with individuals who hadn't had the same advantages in their development. And so basically I'm talking men to women trans who have a particular advantage, and it should be.
Yeah, but you know, the same is true of like 6'8" people playing basketball. They just have a natural advantage over the person who's 6'2". That doesn't mean that the 6'8" person can't
but all of those
play
six
basketball
foot, but
with
all
the 6'2"
those,
people.
Correct, but all of those 6'8" guys and the 6'2", they're all guys. But you're right. It's
I don't see how their genitalia enters the equation here. A 6'8" woman would have the same advantage.
Then what we need is to do exactly what we've done with sports. Differentiate male and female sports, unless you're playing chess or something, and we need to bring that to basketball. We need to have 6'2" and up basketball, and then 6.2 in down basketball. You need to split it up. And then also have female basketball as well.
So the goal essentially is to create so many categories that everyone is a winner.
It's actually not my goal at all. I don't watch any sports. But,
I mean, that seems like it would be the end.
But it would make a lot of people happy, it seems.
I mean, someone who is 145 pounds is going to, you know, kickbox in the same weight class as someone who's 120 pounds.
But yeah, but
they
not,
have a huge advantage as well.
But they're not going to go up against a 200 pounder. Everything, all these things have been split up, and by the way, those are all guys too. So they have
yeah,
all these
but he
categories.
Still has an advantage over that 120 pound.
The
person.
People who have created these categories, I believe, are fixed in reality, where a 200 pound kickboxer is going to annihilate 140 pound, even if he's Bruce Lee, probably. All it's going to take is one contact punch, and you're going to knock that sucker out. I mean.
And
it wouldn't be fun. And all your 140-pounders wouldn't want to compete any longer. And it's the same thing you're seeing with...
Yeah, but what you're missing is that the same thing is true of a 145-pound kickboxer against a 120-pound kickboxer. It's going to annihilate them.
Yeah, I'm actually not sure how much... I'm not sure how much 20 pounds, how much difference that makes.
I would say the difference between 120 pounds of muscle mass and 140 pounds of muscle mass is substantial.
But you have to draw the line. You can't have 200 categories in kickboxing. You got to, I mean, do they have like four categories or something?
That's my point, is that, you know, if we're going to have these different divisions in basketball to mitigate people having unfair height advantages,
right.
What's the limit of that? Do we have a 6'2 basketball league, a 6'3 basketball league?
Well, like I said, I don't agree with that. And there have been some shorter basketball players.
Do you agree with letting the 6'2 person compete with the 6'8 person?
This is up to people who play basketball, who watch it, and who produce it. I don't care. But I personally would not want to compete with someone who had a superior advantage over me. It wouldn't be fun to me. That's just me, which is why I play video games. But even then, even considering that, I don't play a lot of online technical type games. I don't play Tekken anymore. I'm not fast enough. There are some 3D shooters who I don't play online anymore because I just these young kids are better. They're better, faster, and they know the levels better than I could ever. So it is not fun to me, and so therefore I stop playing those games.
Okay.
Now, and this takes it right to where you have a lot of female athletes who are sick and fed up with being annihilated, basically. You know, something that they were striving for their whole lives, and all of a sudden some new cat moves in and overnight steals their title.
What you're forgetting, Conan, is that you're only hearing about the cases where trans athletes win. Right. There are thousands of these trans athletes in high school and college throughout the United States, and no one gives a crap about them because they're not winning.
Correct. The ones
trans
we hear about...
athletes are only a problem when they win. As long as they lose, no one cares.
I think that you would find that, and like I said, it goes back to how much advantage they had. When did they begin the transition? Was it when they were in high school or when it was when they were 25? Because that wouldn't be fair.
Don't miss this year's LibertyCon with great speakers like Whole Foods CEO John Mackey, Congressman Justin Amash, and Nobel Prize winner Vernon Smith. Attend two spectacular debates. Is government necessary? And does capitalism require government intervention? Network with over 70 pro-liberty organizations. This and a whole lot more. April the 3rd through the 5th in Washington, D.C. Visit LibertyCon.com and use code FTL for a $10 discount on LibertyCon.com. The next generation wallet is coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to send, earn, spend, and exchange digital money in seconds. Send money around the globe with only a swipe. Instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat right in the mobile app and withdraw directly to your bank account. Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with crypto. Multi-tiered masternodes allow everyone to partake in the network. Visit DivvyProject.org. DivvyProject.org.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
President Trump says his relationship with Attorney General Bill Barr is fine, and the president agreed with Barr on one thing.
I do make his job harder. I do agree with that. I think that's true. He's a very straight shooter.
The president, speaking before heading off to Los Angeles, also says he has total confidence in the attorney general.
We have a great attorney general, and he's working very hard. And he's working against a lot of people that don't want to see good things happen.
Government medical agencies are working with two different pharmaceutical companies to try to come up with a vaccine and treatment against the new strain of the coronavirus that has been spreading globally. There are currently no vaccines or treatments for the coronavirus, which has infected over 72,000 in China and killed over 1,800 there. So far, at least 15 people in the United States have been infected with the virus. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
America's founders knew power corrupts, and ultimate power corrupts ultimately, and absolute power corrupts absolutely. That's why they built in checks and balances to prevent any one group from seizing all power.
And that's why our president is elected by a college of electors, to protect the rights of little states like Delaware and Wyoming against giants like New York and California. After all, our country is a republic, the United States of America, not the United States. Our states are independent, sovereign powers who created the federal government, not the other way around.
And that's why all power ultimately lies in we the people and the states, not a central dictatorship of cronies. Did you know that? Thank God for the U.S. Constitution.
Find out more how our amazing Constitution and Bill of Rights protect us, the citizens, against power-craved politicians in Washington. Help us take back America. Go to OurAmericanRights.com. Brought to you by the American Media Council.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call and talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. And with you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And the Edge Wallet is the mobile wallet that I use for buying, selling, trading, and securely holding cryptocurrencies. Well, I don't sell or buy through the Edge Wallet, but it does support those features. It's user-controlled, so you own your money. It supports Bitcoin Core, Bitcoin Cash, Ethereum tokens, Monero, Ripple, Stellar, and many more. Being built since 2014 by a veteran team with a tagline of Secure Your Freedom, you can find out more about it at edge.app. That's edge.app, or you can just download it directly from the Google Play or iOS stores, which is how I would recommend you get it. It's a great wallet. None of that 14-word, 24-word passphrase crap. That is underlying the wallet, but you don't actually have to deal with it. You can just deal with a username and password.
Yeah, Peter Schiff would love Edge Wallet right around now.
He was the guy who...
He lost his password. Yeah. He lost all his Bitcoin.
Yeah, well, that's what he says.
That's what like I said, I have a theory. I believe that he is... basically, he lost all his Bitcoin in a boating accident. He doesn't want. He's tired of paying tax. If you did your taxes this year, one of the questions is cryptocurrency.
Really?
How much do you have?
This is why I don't do my taxes.
I didn't either. I went through the rigmarole to see what was up.
Okay.
Wait, how much do you have? I thought there were questions about how much you've made.
They want to know how much you purchased this year, or last year, 2019.
Oh.
What if you have no idea what that number would be?
You can't answer it then, I guess.
Do they really want people to go through there and figure out exactly how much cryptocurrency they purchased?
They
want to
know all your other finances.
I've never made any purchases of cryptocurrency other than like maybe ones that I made in 2011. Everybody pays me in cryptocurrency. It's not a purchase, though. So
I don't know if
I guess it's barter. So.
I'm not sure. I'm thinking if I had scrolled down a little further, that might have been question B. How much did you purchase, and how much did you sell?
Right.
I'm going to have to look into this. Well, I'm not actually filing my taxes, but it looks like it would be fun to look into.
I didn't sell any cryptocurrency either. I was given cryptocurrency.
You were paid cryptocurrency.
No, I was given cryptocurrency. I'm sure anybody I asked who you know got a product from my very liberty oriented business, if I asked them, I would say, did you enjoy the gift of the T-shirt that I gave you? Because I enjoyed the gift of the cryptocurrency that you gave me.
Fair point. Gotcha. Well, let's go to the phones. We got Tom calling from New Hampshire. Tom, you're on Free Talk Live.
Okay, I thought of a cool solution, and it would be really awesome because the government would not like it, and it would be a liberty thing, a not government-controlled thing. Let me tell you, first of all, what the underlying problem is and the underlying cause.
On what?
Well, you take a look at a map, and you see that, northern Michigan...
No, Charles, on what problem? What problem are you referring to?
I'm trying to tell you. Take a look at a map, and you see that northern Michigan, the people there are forced to use Eastern Standard Time right now, which is way ahead of their mean local solar time, local mean solar time, and places like Van Horn, Texas, are practically an hour ahead of their local mean solar time. And then when the government waves their magic wand and says, everybody, change your clocks ahead an hour, they're practically 2 hours ahead of their local mean solar time. The government is forcing people because they're getting, lobbyists with special interests, and they want to get campaign donations from those lobbyists. You got the candy companies that want sunset on Halloween night to be a low number so that people will spend more time trick-or-treating because it's dark out during at 6
p.m. Hold on, Tom. Tom, are you asserting that there is a candy lobby that lobbies the government for daylight savings time because they want Halloween to last longer?
They want trick-or-treat to last longer against the makers of the grill, the outdoor cooking grills, that want people to have daylight longer a higher number, assign a higher number, of course, because sunset is the same time. It's the same time as sunset. So that is, but they want a higher number to be assigned to that so that more people will be out there buying outdoor cooking grills. There are a lot of special interests that are deeply involved in pushing for daylight saving time, and people are getting sick and tired of changing the clock. So the push is, instead of stop changing the clocks, everybody go back to standard time, they want to say, oh, let's keep daylight saving time, right? Let's stay on the wrong time year-round, which is outrageous that the Eagle Elementary School in Van Horn, Texas, the clocks are 1 hour, 59 minutes, and 21 seconds ahead of their mean local solar time.
Let me interrupt you for a second. I don't know what you mean by mean solar time, first of all. That's a term you've been throwing around that I've never heard before. But aside from that, if by chance I happen to want to grill something, it doesn't matter to me whether the little device on the wall that lists an arbitrary number shows 5 o'clock, 6 o'clock, 7 o'clock, or 2 o'clock in the morning.
True, but these people are tied to schedules based on the custom of working until like 4 p.m. or 5 p.m. and then punching out and going home and then either going trick-or-treating or going out and having a barbecue. But the solution that I've come up with to defeat all of that, you take a look at everybody looks at their cell phone for the reliable local legal time. And when they get directions, their cell phone knows or considers and tracks their longitude and latitude. So they simply multiply the longitude by 4 minutes. The longitude in degrees times 4 minutes, it's a negative number out here. So add that to the coordinated universal time, and you have your local mean solar time.
Yeah, Tom, what about
you
people?
Do you have to shorten flights and train rides for that?
That would be so. Yeah, exactly. I mean, what if you live 50 miles away from your workplace, and you leave 50 minutes early, but by the time you get there, it's actually 2 hour difference because.
What if you're moving very quickly, low to the ground? Do you have to account for time dilation?
Let me explain. Out in Keene, New Hampshire, okay, going by where the post office is, okay, the mean solar time is 10 minutes and 53 seconds ahead of Eastern Standard Time. See, the clocks are slow in the post office by that much because they're on Eastern Standard Time.
This is way more of my mental faculties I want dedicated to thinking about time.
Are you in connection with the candy lobby? I need to see sources.
What I'm getting at is, facts are stubborn things, and for every minute, if you go due at your latitude, if you go due east, about 336 meters, then the mean solar time is only 1 second ahead. So for people during the usual routine and their clocks, don't forget, if they're using their phone to tell them the local mean solar time, then it would keep track of their longitude and it would automatically adjust 1 second in doing so. So you're keeping track of how much time you've got left, and it's adjusting for that for a very short
time. Why
most
bother?
People wouldn't have.
I mean, as much as I dislike the daylight moving time that we have now, it's significantly less complicated than what you're suggesting as the solution.
But the complication is done by the device. Nowadays, it's like wicked simple, just like when you're looking at an app and it says that
it may be done technically by the device, Tom, but when you have to drive 50 miles, it doesn't matter if you leave at 7:59 and you arrive there at, 8:43 because you've moved 4 minutes with your stellar mean time or whatever in the world that you just said. The whole thing is just...
If you're on the International Space Station traveling at 17,000 miles an hour, what time is it?
I don't know. 855-450-3733.
The cell phone.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
This is George Dory from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, veterinarian and naturopathic physician. The Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy with an important message. Take charge of your health. Do not continue to blindly follow the system that has failed us all. I appreciate GCN listeners because you're open-minded and intelligent. If our system is so great, why is it that the United States, the USA, ranks nearly 60th worldwide in longevity and number one in obesity? All the while we spend more money than all the other countries combined annually on unnecessary health care procedures and toxic drugs. It doesn't take much to get on track. Not with the government or pharmaceutical companies, but rather you in control of your own health with a basic understanding of nutrition and supplementation. FDI Longevity has the finest quality health, sports, and energy supplements available. GCN listeners are invited to join our team of people who want to stay healthy well into old age. We are currently looking for specialists to represent FDI Longevity and save America. To buy products at wholesale prices or join our business team, go to GCNteam.com. That's GCNteam.com. Support GCN. Get healthy.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, talk radio that you control. You can call in to talk about whatever is on your mind. That toll-free number is 855-450-3733. With you tonight, it's Aria.
And Johnson.
And Conan.
And Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com that allows you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash using dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. So finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Again, that's local.bitcoin.com. And we've been looking into the notion of people being taxed from their cryptocurrency holdings, and I don't remember now exactly how we got into this, but evidently the IRS has in fact added at the very top of its 2019 tax form the question: at any time during 2019, did you receive, sell, send, exchange, or otherwise acquire any financial interest in any virtual currency?
Which they have a very clear definition for virtual currency, which they don't define as a currency.
And
because Bitcoin is not a currency, according to the IRS. It's property. But they very much want you to know that it's a virtual currency. That's property. It's not currency, but it's a virtual currency. But it's not currency.
Well, it's whatever allows them to squeeze you the most at any given moment. But what's interesting, I mean, we've been looking into all sorts of ways their definition is moronic. And among those is the fact that World of Warcraft gold, by their definition, would count as a taxable virtual currency. And so, would you were saying something about copying your website?
Yeah. So I was suggesting that if it's just any kind of transfer of value that functions as a medium exchange or unit of account or store of value, you could just make up a value and say you have a website that's worth $1 million, and anyone who visits that website has then received a copy via the cache in their browser, and that means that they were given $1 million of that virtual currency, and now they owe taxes on it.
Well, you better
send that to everyone in your, you know, local Congress critter. I don't know. You know, like, here you go. Now you owe on $1 million worth of virtual currency taxes because you received that this year.
And what about, like, emails from your boss?
Yeah, sure. Just keep emailing it over and over again.
Like, here's
embedded in the email.
My boss likes to send me safety briefings because I'm never there. And all of those are, I mean, they're a form of value for, you know.
It doesn't have to actually, I mean, who determines what that value is? It doesn't have to actually be worth that, right?
Hmm.
I set the value, so it's completely arbitrary. I say that it's worth $1 million, so it's just like art. I set the value on it, so you were sent $1 million. I'm making the claim. You have to prove that it's not worth that.
No, Johnson, you have to prove it in court. When they take you before a judge.
No, they're going to have to take the person who's avoiding their taxes.
You, of course, because you're not claiming all of the websites that you've handed out to your friends.
No, I'd be claiming them. I mean, and if somebody visits them, they're taking that. So it's actually theft.
Oh, my God. No, that's even worse.
It's actually they're committing felonies.
So these are all taxable events. Trading cryptocurrency to fiat currency, like the U.S. dollar. Trading cryptocurrency to cryptocurrency is a taxable event. So using Shapeshift, Changely, or FastShift, or whatever it's called, any of these services that allow you to exchange Bitcoin Cash into Dash or whatever, are, according to the government, taxable events. And you have to calculate...
Well, this isn't... We're not talking about the government.
Well, the IRS is the government.
We're talking... last time I checked, it was a private organization.
I don't know. They said that it's not currency, so when they say virtual currency, I'm going to say that they're talking about something that doesn't exist. So it's virtual, non. Because
well,
they said
virtual,
Bitcoin isn't.
So by definition,
they said Bitcoin is property.
Let me,
so it's virtual.
Let me be clear. A private organization working for the Fed.
Yeah.
Federal Reserve.
Yeah, sure. I only trade in real currency, and that means that I trade in, you know, cryptographic money that is actual currency. So this virtual currency that they're talking about is not what I trade in. And if they want to tell me,
it's virtually a currency.
If they want to come and tell me something different, then they can go ahead and do that.
Well, I imagine they would. I mean, especially with this idea.
They would if I ever signed up for any kind of Know Your Customer service ever, which I never have and never will.
Good.
Ever.
Can you not, like, plead the fifth with the IRS?
I don't know.
Can you just, like, I plead the fifth across your tax form and send it in? Well, why would you even bother, right? But could you? I mean, obviously you could.
I guess. But mm-hmm.
I would like to know what effect that would have. Not badly enough to try it. But evidently a transfer is not a taxable event in cryptocurrency. So that's okay. Nobody's trading cryptocurrency. No one's buying and selling cryptocurrency. They're transferring cryptocurrency from one wallet to another. Buying cryptocurrency with USD is not a taxable event.
It says it right there?
Yes.
Okay.
It
sounds like they would want to capitalize on that, though.
It doesn't become a taxable event until you trade, use, or sell the crypto.
Because what they're trying to say is that the only definition that they have for cryptocurrency is that it's a property. So the only time that you're supposed to pay a tax on it is capital gains tax.
I'm wondering if the entities like Coinbase, who are getting more and more cozy.
Yeah, absolutely. If they
have another bullet point that they're checking off describing how much they sold.
Yeah,
and how much USD they receive
in
return.
Since the Know Your Customer stuff. If you're in their KYC databases, your transactions are being tracked.
Oh yeah.
Coinbase
is upfront about it.
Yeah, exactly. So
I mean, they made a show of resisting, but ultimately they caved in and they gave the Fed everything they wanted, resulting in a lot of people getting threatening letters from the IRS saying, "Hey, you had cryptocurrency, you owe us money." But you can also write off losses in cryptocurrency, which is good news for people who were buying cryptocurrency in 2017.
Right.
But the whole thing is just bizarre that they would be so vague as to say virtual currency. It leaves the government in a situation where they are trying to tax
everything.
Yeah, whether they mean to be or not, including...
But that's the nature of them. That's their nature. That's what they do.
I don't think they meant to tax World of Warcraft gold, though.
Well, these are... Who are making these rules? A bunch of old dudes. They haven't caught up with technology yet. They don't realize... They might not. They might just think it's Bitcoin, that's it. And they might not realize there's so much more going on in the world.
And that's even worse.
And the real thing is though, who's going to pay this anyway? You know, they don't have KYC on your World of Warcraft gold.
Not yet.
If there's no KYC on
it? Not yet.
No one's paying it.
We're talking about Blizzard here.
Well, I'm not sure that World of Warcraft Gold could ever involve an actual taxable event.
All right. Explain, because this is all new to me. We didn't have Worldcraft Gold.
I mean, people have sold high-value items and gold.
So where
they sell it on eBay all the time.
Where do you get the gold? Where do you exchange it for? What do you? It's monetary USD for Warcraft gold, or
you got to find the leprechaun.
Well, no.
Well, you can do that, but it's hard to find these days. Essentially, you buy a World of Warcraft token, which can be used in game to pay for your subscription
for
30 days.
You use USD to buy this token.
That's how they come into existence.
Right.
Yes. Or instead of using that to pay for your subscription, you can sell it on the auction house for in-game gold. So people who have 400,000 or 500,000 gold in game, but no real life money, which are two things that are probably related, by the way, can use their gold to buy this subscription. But there's no way for you to take that and turn it back into USD. So it could not ever be a taxable event.
Mm.
So sadly, as funny as it is to say, the World of Warcraft gold could not actually be included.
Well, wait, what if you sell World of Warcraft gold on eBay? Like a bundle of World of Warcraft gold?
Yep.
For cash via PayPal, which has happened many, many, many times.
Then, yeah, I guess that would be taxable.
Which brings it back to your original...
Or what if you're selling a sword of, you know, enchanted, et cetera, et cetera.
Of truth?
The sword of 1,000 truths?
Yes,
yeah, whatever. on eBay, you know, and it's a virtual item. It's not virtual gold, but it's still virtual currency.
But like you said, how many people...
It is wampum for trade and value.
How many people are actually making that claim?
Right.
At the end of the year.
Nobody, because there's no KYC.
Well, we're talking... yeah. Well, you know what? These people suck. And income tax is unconstitutional.
855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live. You can call in and talk about whatever is on your mind, or you can use the Discord call-in lines, which you can find at discord.freetalklive.com. Again, that toll-free number is 855-450-3733.
Cop didn't see it. I didn't do it.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Our history classes start teaching the Constitution around 1776 or even later. The foundation of our Constitution goes deeper than that. Without examining the context that gave America its principles and its founding documents, we cannot understand the foundation of our liberty and our constitutional republic. Liberty First University teaches online classes in a way that all ages find compelling and understandable, from middle school to law school. Join us at lfu.freetalklive.com to watch the free pre-recorded webinar. Watch now at lfu.freetalklive.com.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.